Blog Talk Radio. My brothers, my sisters, my covenant partners, and anyone who may be led to this broadcast tonight. Yes, this is Man Up, the movement. The foundation has been set. Yes, we're still calling all men to join the discussion. And let's keep it real. Number one thing I had to admit to myself, I'm worried about somebody else doing better. I had to commit that I will do better now. So come on in, join the discussion. Let us discover the truth that may hurt a little bit, but it will set you free. What is man up? Man up simply means now is the time to fight. Taking personal responsibility for our own lives, no longer relying on personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Knowing that our steps are ordered by the Lord, that we are now walking in purpose with God, and then holding ourselves accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change. See, that's when we can shout the credo, I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am God in me through Christ Jesus. That just caught up to somebody. Yes, man up tonight. Here, we're still in the first month of this season of 2022, January 25th, and we are ready to take it to the next level. Tonight is going to be no different than any other. We're always inviting and connecting with like-minded men who have like-minded stories and is going through like-minded situations and that's seeing like-minded things. And no matter if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast or the North or the South or in the middle, we are all experiencing the same things at the same time. Not geographically, because we look at our clocks and they're all different. But when you spiritually see that we're all going through the same things, just like right now, we got people from the East Coast. We got people here from up north. We have people here from down south. And we have people here from the West. And at all time, we simultaneously, thank you, Holy Spirit, going through the same thing, which is communication. But we are all faced still to this day, men. Come on, we had it easy when it wasn't a pandemic. We had it easy when there wasn't the talk about a vaccine or testing or this man or this church or this person against one another. And now we still stand here against all odds. Some of us standing alone, some of us standing maybe one or two, but collectively, we are not where we're supposed to be. I cannot begin this broadcast without still reaching out to each one of us and anyone under the sound of my voice to say, we must do better. We must connect better. We must commit better. We must follow through better. We shouldn't need to be reminded. We should already be on point together, and I'm just as guilty as the next. So I'm not throwing a stone. I'm talking to myself, but I pray that this message that God has given me for myself will also encourage you to say, you know what? I didn't do the best I could, because it's so important for us to do good that others see good and someone else is encouraged to do good. There's young men out here that we're touching, that we're talking to, and that are watching us that are still wondering, are they really good? Because they see us go left field one time or take off the next time instead of being consistent and doing what we've been called to do. Stand firm and man up. Without any further ado, our special in-studio guest tonight is Dr. Prophet Bishop. See, he's fivefold, so I could call him all these different titles. But my friend, the president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association and has his own radio show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, none other than none other than Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. And he is my friend. We've got the first name. I just don't like Eddie, and he does. What's up, my brother? How are you? Man up.
Man, I'm doing good, but I got to say, where would I be without God's grace and his mercy? And where would we be without God's grace and his mercy? And thank God we made it into 2022, and, you know, I can't help but touch on the all the different titles, man. We got to man up on our health. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
We got to man up on our health, man. As men, we got to be not afraid to go to the doctor. But before I get too deep and wade into this, man, let's start with a little prayer, my brother. Can I start off with a short prayer?
Brother, you could start off with a prayer. Whatever the Lord says in that. We were going to get to that. I just wanted to introduce you and let the people know a little bit about you. But if and I tell you, I'm not about schedules. If the Spirit is leading prayer, pray.
Hallelujah. Praise God. All minds are clear. All hearts are open to receive. God, thank you for my dear brother, Pastor E. Hamilton, who is always keeping his doors open, always giving to the community, always saturating and exhorting the word of God to the people near and far. And we thank you for him, brother. We thank you for the show, brother God. Oh, Lord God, you, not only are you our father, but you are our brother. You're everything to us, God. And that's what we have to realize, Jesus, that you're everything to us. We can't do nothing without you, but I know, God, you'll do anything but fail. So, God, as you continue to heal our communities across the United States and around the world, God, I ask that you touch this coronavirus, this Omicron, this Delta variant, this flu Rona, and just touch it, God, and just slowly dissolve it. And God, I thank you for whatever proper medications that are available to touch our people right now, God, the believers and the non-believers, God. And everybody has their reason, Jesus, but work on their heart and just keep them healthy and strong and bless their immune system. Bless our president, bless Russia and all these countries around the world that are contemplating war right now. And God, oh, please, Lord, stop the shooting in our communities, God, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in Inglewood, in Texas, in Arkansas, and around the United States and around the world, God. Hallelujah, God. Just right now, we need you, God. We need you with all these unnecessary killings, rappers, and people in fast food places trying to do a job. Just this COVID-19 stress traumatic syndrome that's going on right now. That's just people have been locked up in the house, God, for a couple of years, and now they don't know how to get out here and just get back into the swing of things, Lord. So lead them, guide them, protect them, and order their steps right now like never before. And we'll be ever so careful, God, to give you all the glory and all the honor. Now, God, if we've done anything wrong in thought, word, or deed, omission, or commission, please forgive us right now, God. Strengthen us right where we are. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Let the church say just that. Amen. My brother, this is a very detrimental time because not only here, but throughout our country, violence.
Yes.
We don't even have to call it death.
Yes, sir.
Death, especially from a clerical, excuse me if that's even a proper word, but from the clergy side, we've seen death throughout our nation from day one.
Yes, sir.
But we're also experiencing hand-to-hand the violence that's going on in our nation from east to west, north to south, in the middle, in the west, in the everywhere. We were talking last week on how we have to be so careful now, even in being an activist or being a minister or a outreach person, that now you have to be so careful because crime is rampant. We were talking last week on Man Up, and we had so many of our brothers like across the country, as I was sharing with you in the green room, that are experiencing the same thing. And we keep asking the same question, what do we do? Well, one says, we got to pray more. Yeah, we do. But if you're not interacting with what's going on hand to hand, and I know you're getting hot in your seat right now because this is what you do, but if you're not really you're sharing and activating this thing one-on-one, you're not really going to ever be effective. Let's just be real here on Man Up tonight. We're not going to sugarcoat or play. We're going to keep it real. And then we have others knowing that they're doing what they can, but they're still very worried about their safety and what's going on. Now, I'm going to bring you in, but I got to give you statistics because we're beginning in the city of Watts, where you know I'm very heavily invested as a resident. The first place I lived, I can remember in the second grade, was in Watts. I went to Martin Luther King Elementary School right off Willowbrook, and I was the only light skinned in the neighborhood. It wasn't no Hispanics. There were no whites. That was where the black neighborhood, the African American neighborhood lived. And now I get a chance to come back there. But you know, we're doing things to try to touch those that are carrying the guns. But you know, there's already been 22 homicides in Watts alone. Through accidental death because it's a drive-by and a bullet goes through the projects and kills an innocent bystander. We just had a situation in Inglewood. We just had situations all across our county, and I know others are going to say, man, do you know this happened here and happened there? Well, I listen to the national news, but let's talk about here. We got innocent bystanders that just work at a fast food place that their lives being taken. And we got to get more serious about us, men. It starts with us. But we as men have to do better. We are the answer. I truly believe we are the answer to all the questions and all the doubts and all the things that are going on if we really stand up as men. No, not with guns, not with retaliation. But if we really stand up united and start doing the right thing with women, the right thing with other races, the right thing with ourselves, the right thing with the people we call friends, that we can really start making a change. That was put in my heart to share as we go forward is that is ridiculous. 22 homicides alone. And that's Watts is and you know, you live here. Watts is not even a big area of South Central. Watts is a hub. And so with that all being said, I want to continue to bounce with you in this area is that, man, what message do we get out to each other to do better and to not point fingers and not try to go fix it, but really get ourselves together that we can now have numbers and strength and people see solitude. And, you know, because I can stand on the corner and say all day, man, you got to stop killing, man. You got to, man, that's not going to. And then the next thing you know, they see us arguing or they say that we're on different sides of the streets. How do we, what is the first thing that would come to you to say, how do we make it better with ourselves that we become the witness that we're supposed to be?
Well, is that a question for me, brother?
It's only me and you. Oh, we got look, hold on. Let me tell you, the line's on fire right now. But as I tell you in the green room, we're going to keep this me and you. But because that was really opening up where we want to go and how this can touch our nation.
Yes, yes. It's definitely touching our nation right now more than it ever has. And I want to start off and I want to share some with the readers. I mean, with the listeners, I apologize, with the listeners. January 23rd, Sunday, 2022, Breonna Stines was celebrating her 20th birthday at a party at the home, along with her sister, Marnisha Hamilton, 25, and Teron Whitaker, Jr., 21. They died at the scene. Jaden Griffin, 21, died at the hospital, and one more person is in critical condition but expected to live in the hospital right now. The mayor Butts came on and said that was the worst shooting in his city of Englewood since 1990, and we're in 2022. There were over 100 rounds fired. It only takes one projectile to kill a human being. There were 100 rounds fired, and unfortunately we lost 4 people at one time, young people. The young lady that was thrown on the side of the freeway, bless her heart, whoever shot her in the neck and threw her out on the freeway, a 16-year-old girl. And I can't even count the senseless shootings of rappers. You know, I don't know why people want to kill the rappers. I mean, I understand they, you know, have a lifestyle, but nobody has the authority to play God and take another human being's life. So how do we stop the killing? Because we need solutions. We need to figure out how we can get in touch with people who have the kind of finances that can rent the convention center and have a gang convention at the convention center, inviting there lots of security and lots of police and lots of whatever it takes. But until we get all these gangsters up under one roof and we can talk to them all at one time, it's going to be very hard to do. But if we have an event and we have let me finish this. If we have an event and we can invite Snoop Dogg and Dre and Ice Cube and let them be the music of the show, but before they get any music, they got to hear the speakers of the show. And that's my idea.
I feel you, my brother. But look, I'm out here in that part of it. And I know you know, because we're kind of on different sides of our activation and what we do in the streets is that I'm out there with them that's killing, got them guns in their pockets, and I'm worried because I have to watch myself so much. And I know you're in the same area, but let me put it like this, bro. That's been tried. We tried that stuff. We tried getting we had Dominguez High School full of all gangs, the whole gym. We were teaching them how to – well, we were ministering to them, but we were teaching them how to tie ties. We've done Dominguez. We've done Compton. We've hit in these areas, in big areas, big arenas to do this. But at this point right now, it's not even about gangs no more. Do you know that – right now, Bloods and Crips are running neighborhoods just because they locking down money. It's not about if I'm from the Deuce Deuces or the Ace Trays, or it's about what territory can we lock up to now make more money. And then you say who's killing the rappers? The rappers are killing themselves because they doing these shows now, and they learn how to make this money doing shows and not signing deals. That's where all the money's coming from. But you know, these kids are making And I'm not just one of them. There's five or six in a show. They're making $150,000 a show. And they rock the stage. They look, and they do 10 shows a week. Do the math. 10 shows a week, and that money is not available. And it's so rampant in our society that that's where it's coming. The rappers are killing themselves. They're hit, that hit is on themselves,
you know,
because
of
the elevation
Pastor
of
Hamilton.
Everything else.
You know, Pastor E, we also, too, myself and Dr. Earl Afari Hutchinson and some other activists, we got together. And we had a gang summit. We did. We did it, and it was really nice, man. It was beautiful, man. You know, they came out. The leaders came out, the big bosses, and they sat around the table and talked with us. And you know, shootings went down for a while. Everything was cool until somebody did something to one of the other gangs, and then it just fired it all back up. But every now and then, we need to have a retreat. We need to rejuvenate, restore, revitalize, rehabilitate. We need to have these sessions, man. And we don't need to just do it one time, brother. We need to do it like every 3 months or something. We got to have where we can get together as men. Yes, sir. It's a solution.
How can we all bring our resources to make it happen? Because normally the lack of it is that somebody has to do it. Somebody has to put it out there and make it happen.
Let me tell you, Pastor E, there's a lot of young, intelligent young men out there right now, brother. There's some really super smart young activists that are anxious to get to the point of where they can walk the street in peace, man. People that live in South Central Los Angeles in the Crenshaw area, and I'm born and raised in Baldwin Hills. I've been there all my life. And let me tell you, man, I've been in Leimert Park all my life. I've been all over Compton, wherever. Anything you have to do with California, I've been all over it. And I've been doing the civil rights work for 30 years now. And I've seen a lot of different things, brother. And that's what I wanted to get into about. This is a civil rights movement we're in right now, brother. This is a very, very, very important time that we're in right now. I call it divine appointment and divine intervention. Both of those will be applicable to what we're dealing with right now. It's a divine intervention because we need to create the intervention for the communities. It's a divine appointment.
Exactly. Oh, man, you hit it. You hit it there,
bro. Hallelujah. Praise God.
You hit it.
Praise God. No, go right ahead, Pastor E, because I'm fired up right now, man. I'm about ready to get
some
more stuff.
We both fired up. That's why I love fellowshipping with you and communicating with you. But that's the point of what are we going to do? And I have to not clap my hands or pat myself, but knowing that we're doing something. We're in watch right now, and we're doing our open house next month. We have an entrepreneurial training program. We're teaching the whole print game. And we're teaching kids from ground up to now. They're coming around, put the stuff on the wall, show them how the graphics go. That we're now showing a way to become financially independent. And there's a lot that won't go back to school. We talked about that last week. But they're looking for something. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, there's so many intelligent, gifted children, young men, young women out there, but there's either one way or the other, and that's why we have to make a way for everybody to know it's the way to go. Let's take a moment. Let's do this.
I want to
pop the lines right now. Let's me and Pastor Eddie are going to come back later in the broadcast and really summate everything that we've gotten. I know me and him have bounced off each other. But if you want to get in the conversation, I know that there's many of our alumni on here. Dial one now. We want to hear your perspective. We want to hear your side of it, what's going on in your region. I know we have the Atlanta region, Prophet Dwayne. I know we have the Northern region, Pastor Dwayne, with a U. I know we have the East Coast taking Pastor Brian down there. We got the West Coast, myself, as you know, Pastor Eddie, and everybody else that is connected with us in Covenant here. But we want to get you involved in the conversation now, too, and not just make it about us, that there's other voices that are heard. Because, you know, we talked about this, I think, when we first met. And we said, we both looked at each other, you know, some people are going to hear your voice and not mine. And some people are going to hear my voice and not yours. And that's what Man Up is so important, is that we continue to encourage people to open up your mouth and let your mouth be heard. Area code 323, last four, 8300. You are live on Man Up the Movement with Pastor E. Pastor E. Man Up. Area code 323, last four, 8300. Pastor, do you remember when we used to know every number from a friend? Man, what's homeboy name? Man, 323-555-1212. And now you can't remember your own number.
You know why, right? Because the kids don't even do cursive anymore. They're texting. They can just text it. They can even say it. They can use their volume and say it, and it'll text them, you know, voice.
But I heard my sister, you must have unmuted yourself. Good evening. What's going on? Woman up.
Hey, good evening. I'm just enjoying the show. This is Vera
Jones. It's my sister. It's my sister, Vera. It's my sister. Hey, Vera.
Hey,
Pastor E, it's my sister Vera, and she does health and wellness on our radio show. So Vera is a health and wellness specialist.
Yes. So there are so many things in the community, and like Eddie said, we grew up around the area, and there are so many things happening. And when I grew up, I know they used to have a Big Brother Neighborhood Watch, and one thing that I will never forget was the Million Man March, and we just need all the men to step up any kind of way, even if it's just 1 hour a day or 30 minutes, walk around their community, their block, and see what's going on, because guess what? Everyone is going through something, and we have to be watched for one another. So if you can get a liaison officer,
liaison, in whatever
community, to make contact with the community police and have them be seen and have them, you know, support the community by, hey, they used to walk when I was a kid. The officers would walk on footbeats. But it's really dangerous in any type of fashion for any person that leaves their home, and even it's really dangerous if you're in your own home. So we definitely have to stay prayed up for one another.
That's right.
Not just yourself. And we have to be accountable and help and support one another with love, because love is the only thing I feel that's going to really, I believe in the power of numbers. So if we all do this as a community, I believe we can have a change. And
you used the four-letter word that had me already. I was doing the Shabbat. I was running in the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. And as soon as you said L-O-V-E, that's the key. That is the key.
Amen.
To show more love.
That's right.
We need a program.
That's right.
We need a program of love. We need to really
be able
to show. I'm talking about it. I can say this honestly, to be able to show somebody that you like this deserves that they
now,
love.
Pastor E, now, Pastor E, your voice keeps going in and out. I don't know if you need batteries on that device, but you're breaking up, like your voice is like chopping up. It's like choppy. So I don't know if you need to change that, but we don't want you to chop up. We want to hear.
I turned it down because I was letting you guys talk.
We can hear you right now. Praise God.
Oh, no,
I turned it down.
I didn't put it back on. I actually have a actual mic and headset here. I just turned it down, so please, I apologize. But anyway,
we need
more of that L-O-V-E.
Vera, excellent.
We need more of that love
excellent
to go
point
forward. And
I can't hear you guys one at a time.
Go ahead, Pastor E.
Love. That's it. L-O-V-E, my sister hit it. I think that was the answer that we all needed to hear, because I was talking about more unity, which is love, too. You were talking about more programs, which is love, too. But love is you treat other people and make them feel special even in their bad times, even in their down times. And I think we get lost in that, because if I'm making it, I'm okay in us reaching other people, even those that are doing bad. You know, I'll be honest with you. I was in a conversation the other day with a young man who is a known killer. But to really get down in the conversation with him, it was really that it was all he knew. And then
say he was a known killer, but we couldn't hear you afterwards.
Yeah, you were chopped
up. I got a second device. I hear every word that's coming through that one. If everybody else out there is having that difficulty hearing me, I apologize.
Mike right now is doing it right now. So maybe like you can't hear it yourself. But...
All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're not going to go back and forth over the conversation. I'll bring everybody else in individually. Is anybody else out there want to get into the conversation? Come on, dial one. We want to have this conversation tonight. We want this conversation to go through. We're going to have another break. We're going to have a prayer break. That in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against this broadcast that is very informational to the community will prosper. We pray right now that as work is going forward, as communication is going forward, as agreement is going forward, that nothing separates the will of God on this broadcast tonight. We submit to the authority of God that as we go forward, we will respect his spirit, we will respect his presence, and we will respect his word as we go forward, that we do everything that we're here to do in total excellence. Thank you that as we pray, you answer. We thank you that as we rely on you, that it's done. We thank you that as we trust you, our path has been led, our word has been set in us, and our direction is in place. So we glorify you. We magnify you, and we lift you up. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Prophet Dwayne, come on in, bro. Let the church say amen.
Amen. God bless everybody. What the brother just said, though, Pastor, your phone is chopping up. It chops up sometimes, and then we can't hear what you're saying. It goes in and out. So I don't know what may be the problem, but it is chopping up real bad sometimes. I wanted to just say this because here in Atlanta, Georgia, it's the same thing that's happening, and I believe it's happening all over the world, not just in California, not just in Chicago, but in all of these cities that we are living in, there is mass killing, innocent killing, people who are at grocery stores getting shot, people. There was a kid that was on the news the other day or so. He had an altercation with the man who just walked out of CVS. The guy in CVS, all he was doing was trying to take his groceries to his vehicle. So the kid tried to steal the man's groceries. The guy retaliated and popped him in the mouth. He runs back into the CVS. The kid comes in CVS with all the customers, and guess what? Shoots and kills him. Shoots and kills this man. And they come to find out that this guy had no prior incidents whatsoever. This kid, he's never been in trouble, never done anything, always been under the radar. So when the police called him, asked him, what caused you to do it? He didn't know. He didn't know. He said something just took over him, and all he seen was his blood from his own personal mouth, and all he seen was that, hey, I got to retaliate. Well, I wanted to read something here in the book of Ephesians, coming from the second chapter and the second verse. It says, wherein in this times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince, the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Then it says, verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for he is great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And so when I was listening to you all, I kept thinking about the prince of this world. He has deceived many of us. He is in our children. He's in he's in so many things that when there's no God, guess what? There's evil and every work of evil. And so when people talk about, man, well, why would God allow stuff like this? And I think we talked about this before. It's not God who allows this, not the evil things, because there's no evil in God. But when you have been placed into your own ideology and your own way of thinking, your own way of seeing things, God gives us all a will. And it's man's will that has been overtaken by the things of this world, which is the enemy, the prince of this air, who has now converged his power upon those people who are maybe weak in mind in the society that they're living in, and then their dysfunctionality, and then guess what? Things like this is going to happen. We have a thing here in Atlanta, Georgia, where we call the BBC, is the Barbershop Breakfast Club, and it was a judge in there, a white judge in there. And this white judge had said this. He said, I had adopted a child for a day. It was a Hispanic kid. It was real bad. And he said, I come to find out that every time that I would show up, he would do good. And somebody on here said it starts with the men. And this man said, the counselor would call him when he was having an outbreak in school. This judge would go from his job, when he got off, go see about the kid. And he begin to do this ritually. And then come to find out, the kid, all he wanted was to have someone to about his problems. What I believe in is that we are not listening to this younger generation. We're not listening to what they're going through. We're not listening to why they're having so many problems. I don't know about many people on here, but I was a man who was not raised by a father. We have so many single women trying to raise these men, and they can't raise them. It has to be a man to treat or teach another man how to be a man. And when there's absenteeism,
right,
as a man, guess what? You're going to have that's just like an elephant. When an elephant, a mature elephant is not there with the children elephants that are growing up because they got killed by the animal people because of their stuff. Now listen to him. I'm telling you, this is
right,
true.
Right.
In the
real
animal
talk.
Kingdom, it's real talk. When a male is not there, that child does not know how to control himself, because a man never taught him how to control himself. A man never taught him how to respond to somebody else's anger. A man never taught him how to be that of what God has called him to be. And so
right,
you have a woman
right,
who are trying to raise kids. They can't do it. They can't do it by themselves, man. We got to raise up. We got to stand up. And we got to show these younger generation that we got to reach back to them and say, look, where you at? I've been. But let me show you how I got out of where you're at to be where I am right now. That's my
That's
take.
Right.
I'm going on mute.
No, don't go on mute.
Amen.
Yet. Hold on. Don't go on mute yet, because you made something very obvious, because we've been really dealing with the root cause. And I was talking to some young men, and then came to find out this one kid couldn't see. He never could make it in school because he couldn't see, but he was too scared to say, I need glasses. Then when we got him glasses, he was too bold to wear them where he couldn't still see. Another kid we found out couldn't read, had no idea of the books that would be put in front of him, and he acted out in violence because he couldn't. And I have to say this before we go forward. I apologize for putting people's business out there in the street. Just because I know that the testimony of someone is that they were a known this, a known that, a known this, that I was out of line. Because I could be the first one that I was talking about myself and all of that. And there's no right or wrong, but I had to put that out there because I did say he was a known this, a known that, and I didn't get a chance to finish that conversation, but I didn't want it to be taken in a way that it was just putting somebody's business out there, but saying I was probably talking about myself. So how do we spread the love? The young lady helped us a lot. Pastor James, come on in, bro, out of Houston, Texas, James Hudson. He works with the youth. He's using his artistic values, his play writing, and his directing skills to teach kids how to find another way of release. Come on in the conversation, James.
Well, while we're waiting on brother,
can you hear me?
Is that
can
okay, brother
me?
James? How are you, man? Yeah, brother James, how are you, man? It's Pastor Jones. How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed, my brother. You can't.
Yeah,
can't
we can hear,
me,
hear
you.
Right.
Okay.
And
okay.
Also,
yes,
is it Minister Dwayne or Prophet Dwayne? Which one is it?
That's Prophet Dwayne.
Prophet Dwayne, we are so happy to have you on, brother. You just said a whole mouthful. I can't wait to share some things about what you said.
Yes, sir. Can't wait to hear him.
Amen.
Somebody,
James must be working out.
I was letting him speak. I just want to know, can you hear me?
Yes, we can
yes,
hear
sir.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
yeah,
all
but
I,
we
okay,
also
that's what I
we also hear, we also hear some music or something in the background. Can
yeah.
Okay,
well I'm anyway. Let me just say what I need to say real quick here, guys, because you have some wonderful points that you're making. But my deal is about prevention. As Pastor E was saying, you know, how do we reach these people? And if you think about it, there's one place where you can reach at least 80% of these young men that we're talking about that's out on these streets. That's one place that all of these young men at some point in their life they have to go to, and that's not church. Anybody want to tell me where it is that all young people have to go to?
Jail.
School.
No. I'm going to... School. They got to go to school.
School. They've got to go to school.
School.
They have to go to school. And the one thing that they're missing are the number one thing that these young people are missing is a father. You need to put fathers into the schoolhouse. They need to pay these men to go into these schoolhouses, have a class just for young men. A class
just
for
young men.
Go to the city council, say we want to put these men in school. Hire them. First of all, you're giving them a job. You can even give some of these young men that you take them off the street that's been running with gangs. It's all about the money for these young people. How do I get paid?
Yes, it is.
That's a big deal with them. Put these young folks in school. Let them have an hour class with nothing but men. And the whole objective is to speak before these men talking about the issues that we're talking about right now. How do we reach them? The only place you're going to reach them, because you can have the concerts and do all these stuff, and they're going to come and they're going to be there one time. But if they got to go to that class every day for up to 3 months every day, they're going to that same class of being taught how to become a man. That's how you want to reach
with
black fathers teaching them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
James, but we need a new school. Okay, but hold on. We need a new school then. Because what I've been trying to tell everybody all along is that after the pandemic – with no internet, with no ability to do Zoom, we've lost 75% of our youth because they're not coming back to school. We need a new school.
May I please interject, please? This is Pastor. That is an excellent idea, James. That's an excellent idea, and we can do that. We could do that across the United States. We just got to galvanize with the crew that we have right here on the show
and make a plan, and then plan to put it into action, man. Because yeah, that's a fantastic idea.
You know,
whether it's virtually or not. Now, at Dorsey High School, we have a group that I'm with called the Motivated Men. We are the Motivated Men, and we stand outside the school in the morning when the kids are coming in. We help them with their homework and stuff. We talk to them about life. But this idea that you just shared is gigantic and humongous and amazing, and we need to put that in action.
Well, thank you. But, I teach aggressive behavior training, how do you deal with people when they become agitated and aggressive. So that's where my thought pattern is coming from. But like you guys was asking, how do we get these people together? They have to go to school. It's against the law for children not to go to school. Whether they go there or not, it's against the law. So you can start going to those doors to their parents and say, if you don't have his behind in school tomorrow, you're going to get a ticket. And trust me, the parent, even if it is a single mother, will have that child in school because they don't want to go to that courthouse. They just don't want to do that. So you can use all of those type of things to get those young men into that school, get these black men into those schools to talk to these black kids, just like because they're missing a father figure. That's what they're missing more than anything. Get a man to say, you do not want to get out here on these streets with these drugs and these people, and let me tell you why. And then bring
some of
those
James,
drug dealers inside
James.
The church.
Hey, Brother James, you know what else they're missing, brother? You know what else they're missing?
They're missing love. They're missing love.
You know that handshake with the dap, and the hug? They're missing that, brother.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. The number one thing throughout my life that has motivated me the most has always been a man, my football coach. When he looked at me and said, James, I've been coaching for 30 years. You are my all-time favorite person because of how you handle yourself on that football field. You might not be the biggest person out there, but you got the biggest heart. Just those words, now that came from a white man. It didn't come from a black man. But I would always remember those words. I know how it affected my life, my entire life, just to have that man stand in front of me and say, I'm so proud of you. You have no idea how proud I wish you were my son. Man, because it's coming from a man. You see what I'm saying? That ain't mama. You see what I'm saying?
That's coming from a man. Hey, and I feel you. Okay. All right. So that's good. That's all good. We've said a lot of great things. All right. I'm with you on all of it. But when are we going to put it into action? I have a classroom right at the Mofundi building in Watts. I need tutors right now. How many on here going to come and tutor with me on Tuesdays and Thursdays? Then we have another program at the Reverence Project. And these kids that are not going back to school, they've made it known that they are going to hustle or find another way. We have to be able to interact with them in such a dynamic way that it's not trying to give them something, but trying to show them what we've been through. And you've all hit on it dynamically. But we need more unity to say that we're saying the same thing. I know I say it differently. You may say it. But if they're not hearing the same voice and the same motivation going through, it looks like another 501c3 coming through trying to get a check. When are we going to be as men to come out here and get in these streets and do the stuff we're talking about?
Pastor E, you know I'm in the streets every day. I run the civil rights organization.
Hold on, Pastor Jones. This is not a personal attack at anybody. You know what you're doing. I'm not discarding James because I know what James is doing. I'm discarding Dwayne. What I'm saying is to the others that may be wondering how can they get involved, how do we invite them where it looks like what I'm doing or what you're doing instead of what we all should be doing?
I have an idea.
That's a great idea.
Okay, I got a great idea. Number one, we need to start a Facebook page for that only. And we need to start an Instagram page. You want to reach the masses, we can use social media to reach the masses.
Everybody that's on the line right now, we should be at 300. Why start something new? When we got Man Up that's been here for 7 years, let's grow Man Up.
No. What I'm saying is that we need to take the brothers that we have right here on the line, the brothers we have right here on the line,
and we could
do this together. Hey, Pastor,
we need to do it right here.
We're doing it right here, but I'm saying you know, as far as getting some project going on with the school, this is a very good way to do it. But what Brother James said is a very good idea. Yeah, we could do it on the show. We could do it on the show all day. But we can also do it at the school when we start. How do we get it going if we don't get it going from right here?
Exactly.
Here's
what I'm saying. Why start another organization when we got one that ain't been doing everything good? I'm serious. I don't think you're being silly, but let me tell you this.
Because again, this is about prevention. You know, we can't make a young man pick up the phone and get on man up. That's just not going. You know, that for the most part, that's not going to happen. Let's just be realistic about that. But look, you can go into the school, give them assignment. That your assignment is to get on to man up. You know what I'm saying? Every Tuesday night, you're gonna be on man up, and then you're gonna come back to me and tell me what you learned from listening to them men, those black men on that phone.
Right, because
again, we got to be realistic. These kids have to go to school. That is just the bottom line. You're going to find more of them in school than you're going to find out there on the street that's going to be willing to sit and listen to what you have to say. See what I'm saying? You may go out there on the street. But how are you going to get them to sit there and listen if they don't come together to do that? Somebody said it earlier. You make the proposal to the city council, to the mayor. Say, this is what we propose to do with these young people. You've got the funds. They've got the funds. They already got the building. They've got all that stuff. You just interacting this program into the school. They do that all the time. They do it all the time. And trust me, you pull on the right string, talk to the right city council person with an idea like that, that's all it really takes, man. They have the funds for this. They have the funds.
Hold on. I don't want to mute y'all because y'all ain't hearing me. I just told you guys that we are starting an entrepreneurial program funded by outside financiers, the city, the state of California, and we are educating young men how to become entrepreneurs. We started it. So what I'm saying is, where can we get more?
I just told you where you can get more of them from. See, because they're not just going to walk through that door where you are, Pastor. I don't care. T.D. Jakes can't even get them to come and sit in his classroom. You see what I'm saying? But they have to go to school. It's the law. They have to go to school. We got to be realistic about it. Then you can give them the assignment. Go. Here's the address on y'all on Friday.
Hold on. Check this out, Doctor. Hold on. Y'all are missing it. These kids are looking for something different. Hold on, James. Your radio is like really kind of bouncing. Hold on. I gotta say this. And I have the right to do that. I'm not saying that what you're saying is not right. But we're all saying something that sounds different. What I'm saying is this. Here's Man Up, where we can draw men to come together and start to reason together and start to now talk about going into school. Talk about starting an institute. If you know me, the Now Network is given by God. But here we have a tool that we can use to bring men. This is Man Up. This ain't boy up. This ain't child up. This is Man Up. Well, I'm calling men to draw other men to want to step up and do the things we're talking about. We can talk a good game all we want to. But I'm actually saying, when are we going to start to see the results? And I'm not knocking you. I'm not knocking you. And I'm not knocking you because I know your gifts. You wouldn't be on this broadcast if I didn't. But I have to share my heart. When are we going to stand up together and really make some things happen? Because I got a resume. You have a resume. He has a resume. But when is it going to be about God's resume when it's really about reaching these kids at any means necessary, but it's going to take more men. Man Up is to call more men to say, I'm part of that. I want to be a part of that. I want to do that. I already had that same thought. I'm in agreement with you. Not here to argue over different points, but but to say, can we draw more men here that says, I want to stand on these principles. I believe in what you're saying. I want to join the movement. Not for the ratings, not for numbers, because you know me. If one shows up, that's all that matters. But all this going back and forth about this and that, we're all saying the same thing. It's that when can we get more men involved that will help children? Yeah, we need to go into school as fathers. We don't have enough men. Here's a place that we can get more men. So I'm a back out there because we're getting short on our time, and I want to give everybody an opportunity. I don't want to mute you, but I had to get that out there that we keep going about all these different programs. Yes, but when are we going to have enough men to do them? And I know you're doing what you do. Let me say that again, and I hope you hear it by heart. I know you're doing everything and above what we talked about tonight. And that's why I'm connected with you. But my cry as the executor of this network is how do we get more men like you? Or how do we start to help more men become like you? Yes, we need to help our kids, but we need more men to do what we're talking about tonight. And that's my cry. I don't want another show about programs. I want to have these broadcasts every week that's drawing more men in to say, I believe in this, and I think I could be a part of doing better for myself than now I could do better for others. And I regress there and get out the way. But that's the call for this broadcast, is to get more men to want to do more. That's where we start. Your lines are open. Pastor Eddie, your line is open.
All right, well,
Prophet,
okay.
Prophet, your line is open.
Pastor E, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Okay. All right. Well, let me start off with a scripture from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. And in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And verse 8 says, it will be help to your flesh and strength to your bones. And then I want to scoot on over to Proverbs chapter 4, where it says, hear, my children, the instructions of a father, and give attention to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live. And so I hear you, Pastor E. I hear you, Pastor James. I hear you, Prophetess Duane. And I'm happy that we're all on together sharing some ideas on how we can turn this thing around. And if we don't share each one of our views, and of course, as men, we are going to have different ideas. It doesn't mean that it's written in stone, but we're sharing ideas. We're sharing solutions. We're sharing wisdom, knowledge, and intelligence as a whole. And, you know, and nobody's having any favor. We're sharing the ideas that you requested. You said you want to know what ideas we have to fix some of these situations that are going on in our community. And I think that everybody brought something to the table that was applicable to our discussion this evening. When I think about the kids that died in Inglewood, California, when I think about the young kid who shot the person over in Atlanta, and I'm quite sure we got some shootings in Texas and all over the United States and around the world. With God, we can change all that. And as a team, you got my email address, I have yours. Let's get Brother James' email. Let's get everybody's email address, and let's stay in touch with each other. And let's work with you and make you do what you do with your program, Pastor E, and then whatever program Brother James said, you know, we can take a look on that, because that going into the school, well, we could do it from your point of view and go into the school, and we will touch a lot of young people in middle school and in high school and some colleges, because as long as we have an intelligent intellectual platform and we have an agreement on how we're going to do it contractually, we can create a contract and put that into the program that you have and start in Compton, Long Beach, LA Unified, and go into the room and talk to these young men and shake their hands and give them an assignment. Take them to the Laker game. Take them to the SoFi Stadium for a football game. Just be with them. Just be a mentor to them. Just love on them so that they can learn how to love on their mother and their sisters and brothers and uncles and aunts and cousins and friends and relations, because this generation that we have now is as cold as ice. They don't know how to love because they haven't been given the proper tools to learn how to love. And if they don't have the right person to give them that leadership, that motivation, that integrity, that dignity, that discipline, that social skill, that etiquette, then they're going to continue to be lost. So they need to hear, as you stated, from me and you and our brother James in Texas and our brother in Atlanta, Prophet Dwayne. They need to hear from us. Yes, we do need more men on this line. And if we, with everything in me, I'm going to tell everybody I can. I sent this out like to so many people, and I'm quite sure a lot of them are on the line listening. And if they're not listening online, hopefully they're listening on their social media outlets, like Blog Talk Radio. I'm so happy this evening that we had a chance to share some very pertinent information. And I thank God, hallelujah, I'm getting the Holy Ghost chills right now, for allowing us to put it in proper perspective where each one of us can get a clarified, clear understanding that we're all on the same page, all on the same mission, and all we want is change. Praise God for change.
Man.
Amen.
Woo, you couldn't have said that better.
Amen. Can I say something real quick?
It's on you now. You're next, sir. You're next.
You know, I like everything that my brother just said, and I like the things that the pastor said earlier about the schools. I remember Blog Talk Radio I was doing about a couple of years ago before I got with Pastor E. I was with someone else, and we were on this Blog Talk Radio show, and I used to have a show every Monday called The Prophet's Corner. Not the closet, but the corner. And in Alabama, the correctional facility. Now listen, y'all, this is profound. I'm telling you, the warden of the correctional facility would call in. He called in one Monday, and he heard my voice, and he asked questions to the administrator and to the leader who was over the conference line, and said, "How can we get this man?" Which he was referring to me. And so what they did was they called in every Monday when I was on. They put it in the microphone system throughout the facility, and 169 inmates would hear my voice. Every Monday, I was talking about gangs because I used to be gang affiliated. I was talking about drugs because I sold drugs. I was talking about running women because I did that too. And it got the attention of these young kids that was in this detention center. One of them got out and talked to the administrator because he remembered her name on through the airwaves. He seen her, and he said, "Excuse me, are you such a such?" She said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Can you please give a message to Prophet Woods?" And she said, "Yes, I will." She said, "I heard his voice when I was incarcerated in the detention center, and that man changed my life. Please tell him thank you for every word that he said, because we listen every Monday." I'm saying this
right.
To say this. In order for us to come together, to get things, I don't care, like somebody said something about social media. We got to use social media platform because this is what this young generation is listening to. We got to go to the iScape or WhoScape or whatever, and we got to put this stuff out here. We got to bombard our city councilmen. You know, Pastor E, I mean, I don't know, I know you're doing a great work, and I wish to God we could have TVs all over the place, so that when you're doing what you're doing and the mentorship, that we can have classrooms in Atlanta, Georgia, where we got people who are learning how to do what you're mentoring them in California. You know, it's just
We want to bring it to you, bro. That's what I'm saying.
We're
building an institute
that
can be duplicated. Yeah.
And believe me when I'm telling you, I am working on that 501(c)(3), like when you talked about. So, but that's for another discussion between me and you. But
exactly.
We have some wonderful men with some wonderful ideals, but one thing that I really need to put out there, we can come to this platform every Tuesday, and we got great ideals, but if we don't move upon what we're talking about, they're only great ideals. Maybe somebody caught that one. But
you can talk all you want
to now. I'm telling you, we got to move upon what we're saying we're going to do. If you don't,
yes.
Guess what? Your stuff you're putting out is just great ideals. It's just great, and it's good for conversational pieces. But if we're not doing anything about it, once again, they're just great ideals. So people out here, brothers, we got sons dying. These kids might not be our biological kids, but they're our sons, and they're dying every day. Our daughters
yes.
are dying every day, and we got to do something. We got to do something now.
Fast, real fast. Now, look, agreement is the most important thing for men. Because we can always say, well, it's okay for you to do this, but when we really agree, we can change things, and we can manifest not our will, but the will of God. Now, I know you've heard a lot of things tonight. You've heard us bounce around. You've heard us say this and that. I see agreement coming in this house tonight that we can reach the masses with the same voice. We have a couple more minutes. We went over our hour time, but we don't even do an hour on Man Up anymore because we got a lot to say. If you're on this broadcast and you have not dialed one, we want to hear from you. This is your opportunity to speak. We want to hear from you. We've had one young lady speak. I'm holding her for the end. She's going to close us out because she came with some dynamic principles, and her number one principle that got me was love. So what we'll do is I want to bring back Pastor Eddie. I want to bring back Well, Prophet just gave his assertion, and Pastor James has taken himself out the queue because I wanted to hear a closing remark from him also. But, yes, everything you said is valuable, everybody. I just think it's more valuable when we have more people agreeing with it, and we build the numbers of men to get us out of the rut that we are. I'll leave that for the end. Pastor Eddie Jones, any closing remarks, sir? Please share your social media information, your email, that people can get connected with you, stay connected with you. This is family. We are brothers, regardless of what has been said as far as differences, but it's really about all together because we want to see our youth. We want to see our men. We want to see everybody whole. So there was no difference. There was just different perspectives. Please share your closing remarks and your information, Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, Jr.
Amen. Well, first, giving all the glory and honor to God, first thing I want to say is I want to thank God for words. God created words to share, and God created love to share. And the more love that we share, the more we can share more words and words of love. Because the only limit in life is the one we put on ourselves, so we should let there be no limits. And for us all as men, the best is yet to come. I want to thank God for ordering our steps in this conversation. I want to thank God for clarity and purity. And I also want to thank God for his light, his ever-shining light. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Yahweh Yahshua the Messiah. He's Abba, Father. He's the great I Am. And I remember his word in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And as we seek God with all of our heart, God hears each and every one of our requests and our prayers. And he said, "I don't come when you want me to," but we know that he's right on time. and our God will do anything but fail. So I believe in everything that we shared this evening. I believe, God, that he's going to touch it like never before, and I believe that it's already done. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, right now, it's already done, and I just thank God for it. I'm so honored that my sister Vera called in and my family from Texas is listening and my family that's from Chicago is listening. I just thank God for my family. Whoever, wherever you are online listening in the family, God bless you. I love you. And to everybody who's listening to this show, God bless you and I love you too. And whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Now, remember, it's the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. The Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show comes on every Monday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To dial into the show, you just dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064 and press 1. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr., _ Productions. You can do that right now, and all of our shows are archived. We've even had Pastor E on our show before. Hey, hallelujah, praise God. So in closing, I just want to keep up the great work, everybody. This was a phenomenal show, and we talked about something that we need to continue to talk about. In Jesus' name, amen. I yield the floor back to you, Pastor E.
Hey, be back here next Tuesday. It's getting hot around here. James Hudson, come on, your closing remarks.
You can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Okay. So I just wanted to say that I'm getting all excited over here. I heard the brother talking about how they allowed him to come and speak to the inmates. And I remember a couple of years back, about 10 years, and I won an award here in Houston. And one of the – it was the Outstanding Young Houstonian Award, and the people that put that on had asked me, you know, what all I did, and I was telling them I was a playwright, and I did these skits and things like that, and he said, well, what would you like to do with that? I said, well, I'd really like to get them into the school, and the man who was over there gave me a number. He said, call this lady on Monday. He said, I'm going to call her, but just call her, just tell her what you're thinking about doing. Make a long story short, that woman was over the school board. She was a part of the school board. And she called me back and said, how many skits can you do per day and how long can you do it? Because we really want you to put what you do into the school system. And this is just honest God, too. I wasn't prepared for that. I was totally caught off guard because I would actually would have had to quit my job to do what they were asking me to do. But I say all of that to say this. It only took that one person. One person. This man gave my number to one person, said, you can go to as many schools as you want to and do your little 30-minute skit, 45 minutes. You got an hour to do it. How many times can you do that? I'm saying that just to say the opportunities are out there. And as that brother said, we can't just sit on these ideas. We have to act on them. So I'm telling you, it is out there for us to go and get if we really want to do it. But that's, again, my idea. Because these kids have to go to school, we have to reach, you know, each one, reach one. We have to go to where they are. Well, they're in school. That's where they are. So those are my closing remarks. Love you, brothers. Man, I'm going to get to working on some stuff right now. That's what I'm going to do. So there you go.
I bet you are. I bet you
yeah.
are. Area code 323. Now, this caller has not they just dialed 1. But area code 323, last 4, 8102. You're live on Man Up. Good evening.
Good evening. And I came in a little late, got a chance to hear some of the things that was being spoke upon. My name is Rock. I'm in California.
What's up, Rock?
Hey. Work with the Reverence Project over here in Watts. Also, you know, we deal with a lot of youth. We deal with, you know, folks who are survivors of crime. And we also, you know, address the issue of trauma, whether it's direct trauma, indirect trauma, or vicarious trauma. Pastor E., outstanding person, work alongside of them. We have a project that we doing in the community that's super powerful, getting a lot of attention, and we out here trying to really like change lives, give folks the opportunity to, you know, control their own, you know, economics and put them in a position to be independent and not dependent. The reason why I want to speak is because, you know, I heard as we was talking about the social media and the ways, you know, we need to connect with these young folks and, you know, and what they need, right? I happened was doing some work tonight because I work with, you know, Times Done. And we work with, you know, folks who are, you know, system impacted, you know, after they done served their time off parole and probation to get an opportunity to go forward or not be held back by their past conviction. But during this call that I was having with them, one of the teenagers that I work with a lot called me. And he said, I was on, you know, Instagram. And he said a rapper, you know, popped up out of the area that he didn't know. So he said, you know, he decided to go search this rapper out, find out who this guy was. And he said he just started scrolling. As he scrolled down, like his own social media, he started seeing some pictures of some OGs that he know from the community and some of the pictures that they was in. And he seen pictures of them back when they was kids. And he seen what they looked like then. And this is 30-something years later, these photos older than him. And he's seeing what they doing now. And he called me and said, you know what, I don't want to be like that. He said, 30 years. And these individuals in the same place as in yesterday. He started pointing out the names of the people that he's seen in those photos, and he said, man, that just it turned his thinking and it upset him, and he said he wanted more for his life. And he said, you know what, man, I got to get out of watch. The reason why I say that is because sometimes, like, we got to be conscientious of the examples and the pictures and the things that we allow people to see. Sometimes it's not a word. It can be a picture that can actually change somebody's life or change their thinking. So we at all given times, we got to be conscientious of what we do because somebody's always watching. And just how you never know, you may be able to say that can change a person's life, you never know what it is that you may be doing if somebody is watching and saying, you know what, I want to be the next Pastor E. So we need to focus on, you know, our actions a lot because, you know, the Bible always says that you know a man by his works. That man called me because even though I'm in this situation in watch, he know where I've been and where I'm going and what I'm about. So he know that it's something different when he's dealing with me and somebody like Pastor E. So I just wanted to put that out there for folks to be conscientious that it's more than just talking about it. It's about being about it and walking it because people is actually seeing what you're doing. Peace.
Man, real talk, real talk, real talk. Hey, you guys got it. We are the Reverence Project. When you hear Reverence Project, I've committed. Philip, my brother Rock has committed, and we want you guys to also commit to reaching, to teaching, and to giving opportunity to anybody, but especially our young men. It's been dynamic tonight. I hope you guys have really gathered something on oneness. I encourage the least to be the greatest, and I increase the greatest to be the least because you know the principle about God that he'll make the last first and the first last. But in that, don't you know we can all level up and be the same? That's the thing about Man Up is that I'm calling my brothers, my friends, to invite somebody that we start to really reason together. It's not about competition. It's not about how you do it. How did God say do it? That young lady shared so deeply, love, L-O-V-E. Love does not curse. Love does not shame. Love does not... But love shows someone the better part of them. I'll tell you a little story, and this is real quick. My mentor said to me, he said, I love you, son. He said, you can't stay here anymore because you're still in process, but I'm going to love you until you make it. Not just love you when you get there. He loved me through my bad choices. He loved me through my wrong decisions. But when it all came and it was all said and done, he was still there when I finally started loving God and loving myself. Tell somebody, man, about this opportunity to talk. Because I know the more I get to talk, the more I feel free, the more I feel liberated, and I'm given an opportunity to be heard. Man up, y'all. Let's do this thing. Next week, same time, same channel, same discussion. How do we come on one accord and start doing the things that God has called us all to be? And watch this. I don't care what religion. I don't care what church. I don't care what corner. I don't care what city. He called us all to be agents of love. Can you live up to that? That's what I'm trying to do. Man up. Talk to you guys next week.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.